KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross is on the line with us now. And Ashley, first of all, hi, good evening. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Ed.
So we want to talk about the race for superintendent of public instruction, as well as Referendum 90, which is the measure that would require public schools to teach comprehensive sexual health education. Let's start with the state superintendent's race. Tonight's ballot drop shows incumbent Chris Rakedahl winning that race. Let's begin with the basics. More about the race, but also why it's important.
Right. Well, this is a nonpartisan position, but what's interesting is that the race became quite partisan anyway. So Chris Rakedahl previously served as a Democratic state representative from Thurston County, and he's also a former social studies teacher. He has touted his accomplishments in the role, overseeing the state's K-12 public schools, including an increase in the graduation rate and more dual language programs. His challenger, Maya Espinoza, ran unsuccessfully as a Republican candidate for a state House seat 2 years ago, and she runs an organization called the Center for Latino Leadership. It's a group that focuses on civic engagement.
So how did this campaign become partisan?
Well, this is a really critical time for public schools because so many of them are doing remote learning due to the pandemic, and Maya Espinoza tapped into that frustration, and she proposed giving families a $2,500 per student stipend to help cover expenses while they're learning at home. And she said that schools have savings right now because they don't have school resource officers and stuff like that. And Rakedahl, who has gotten the endorsement from the Washington Education Association, said that money would mean big budget cuts for schools. In the final days, he had support from Governor Jay Inslee and Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. They held a press conference, and they basically said Espinoza was a Trump administration clone. Here is Pramila Jayapal.
Betsy DeVos and Maya Espinoza both want to take our tax dollars out of our public schools, turn them into vouchers, and send them to private, unaccountable institutions.
Espinoza said it's not accurate to say that she's advocating for cutting public school budgets, but she is a supporter of vouchers and charter schools, and something that she does have in common with Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. And then it's just clear that the tensions over remote learning played a big role in this race. Espinoza has been vocal about pushing for schools to reopen. And Chris Rakedahl says he's given guidance to school districts on how to do that, but that ultimately it's a local decision that they have to make in conjunction with the local health departments.
The debate over sex ed in schools also played a role here too, didn't it?
That's right. So results for Referendum 90 show that it is passing by a wide margin, and that referendum would allow a bill that was passed by state lawmakers requiring school districts to teach age-appropriate sexual health education to go into effect. Many school districts already do that, but this would require the ones that don't to start teaching that. Parents have the right to opt their kids out, but this issue touched a lot of nerves.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that the issue of sex ed in schools would generate at least some controversy.
Yes, you are right, Ed. So Maya Espinoza says it's a major reason why she jumped into the race for state superintendent. She included language in her candidate statement in the voter guide that illustrates kind of the fear-mongering that was going on in this race. She said Rakedahl ignored parents by pushing a policy that teaches sexual positions to fourth graders. So kind of inflammatory language, and that is not accurate. He does not support that. None of the curricula would teach that to fourth graders. There was a handout for parents that lists a book that has cartoon illustrations that if parents chose to show it to their kids, then they would see this. So it's not part of any classroom instruction. Rakedahl sued over that statement in the voter guide, and ultimately he was not able to have it removed, but it just shows how there was all this fear-mongering. And, you know, I reached him briefly this evening after the initial election results, and he thinks that the tone of Espinoza's campaign may have turned some voters off.
It's not looked too kindly on really negative campaigning, and I think that really emerged in the end from the other side and in her voter's guide statement. And I just don't think that's something Washingtonians have ever been very comfortable with.
Wow. And, you know, Ashley, schools, what's taught in them, how they're taught, how they're run, such a flashpoint for so many strong feelings. Thank you so much for the reporting tonight. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ed.